Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. Welcome. It's a Wednesday edition of a weekly conversation, folks. It's amazing. What else can go wrong? Oh, my. I mean, this administration, you can't make this stuff up. They found cocaine at the White House. Well, supposedly they were at Camp David, so... Oh, Lord. You can't make this... You can't make this stuff up, folks. A staffer for then-Vice President Joe Biden CC'd Hunter Biden on an email about Joe about a scheduled call from the former Ukrainian president. All this stuff that I don't know anything about my Hunter Biden's business dealings, and all the stuff is coming out that he knew very well. Seeing is believing in terms of, will anything ever happen? You've understood my stance, so I'll talk about it again in case you're new. But watch, country music star Bailey Zimmerman praises God during a concert. Anything is possible for him who believes. Darn right. Mm-hmm. I love that guy that goes around like tells these like LBG things, don't talk to him. He's just wanting to get basic questions. I was listening to Todd Starnes. Yeah, I love Todd Starnes. He's like my Rush Limbaugh. If it wasn't listening to Rush Limbaugh, it's Todd Starnes. He's going off because Ben and Jerry's are like, for reparations, we need to give this land back to the Native Americans. Todd Starnes, his infinite wisdom, was like, okay, well, why don't you start with your cows and your headquarters and your whole plant and everything? I'm like, okay. Now, if they did that, if they said, yeah, we want to give this property over and control of it to Native Americans, then I can support Ben and Jerry's then, because they're saying this is what you need to do and this is what we're going to do. They have released in Florida and stuff, they have these supposedly GMO mosquitoes, and they were supposed to be once they procreate, they can't reprocreate, so that they, like, once they impregnate, they die off because they can't reproduce. And now there's 20 or so cases of malaria for the first time in 20 years, or there's cases of malaria in the first time in like 20 years in Florida. And they're talking about vaccines for it. Remember 1776? Yeah, how 13 colonies declared their independence. It's amazing. We've gone from not wanting to be like England and all these countries to having people, communism will come here. I got so much I want to get into, folks. Don't forget this.
At the end of last summer, my family discovered we had a pear tree growing in our backyard. And our family absolutely loves eating pears. However, we didn't get to enjoy not even one pear from our pear tree. Instead of enjoying ripe, tasty, and juicy pears, we were left with rotty fruit, leftovers from the chipmunks, the rabbits, and the squirrels, and fighting off bees while trying to clean up the mess. While at one point the tree limbs were weighted down with ripe fruit, we missed the chance at a great harvest because we were caught watching instead of working. When I read today's verse of the day, I can't help but think of our missed harvest. Friends, Jackie Bledsoe. I'm an author, I'm a speaker, and I'm the co-founder of Happily Married Couples. And today, I get the privilege of bringing you the verse of the day. It comes from Matthew 9, verses 37 and 38. And it reads, "He said to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." The harvest in these verses is not a pear tree harvest, but a spiritual one. It's referring to the people who are ripe and ready to receive the gospel message. Unfortunately, there aren't enough workers. So what can we do about this? Jesus gives us the answer in today's verse of the day. He tells us to pray and ask the Lord to send more workers, more people who are willing to go from watching to working. Friends, I want to challenge you to do more today. I challenge you to not just pray, but to also be the answer to your prayers. Share with other people how your relationship with Jesus has transformed your life. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't even matter your title. You, me, all of us can pray and play a part in this harvest. The cost of rotting, spoiled, and lost pears is minimal compared to the cost of losing people and souls. And the reward of someone coming to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior is the sweetest and most fulfilling thing that you can ever be a part of. Friends, let's go to work today.
He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Matthew 9:37. Think about that as you're going through your day today. This can't be. YouTuber Colleen Billinger accused of grooming inappropriate relationship with singer and actress JoJo Siwa when she was 13 years old. Are you kidding me? That can't be. I'm in shock. I'm speechless. This has to be fake news. Are you kidding me? I'm surprised this is all it is. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more to it than grooming in an inappropriate relationship, but I'm telling you what, man. I'll tell you right now, I'm speechless. Oh, geez. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. I'm sorry. I mean, this surprises anybody? I don't know what... I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. I'm sorry. I mean, I hate to admit it, but nothing does. Well, I am a... let me see here. I'm a Asian female named Himshi. Hello, I'm an Asian female named Himshi. It's got a name and pronouns in one. I mean, I'm so done with all this. How many genders are there? There's two. Let me tell you, how many... just do me a favor. Dig up 10 people. Tell me what their genders were. Can I kill you right now and have someone bury you and dig you up a week later? Let me tell you, do you think they're going to tell me what, do you think they're going to identify you as a giraffe? No, they're not. They're going to identify you as male or female. I was a joke about killing someone and burying them, but it's to prove the point that in 100 years when someone digs you up, if someone does, they're going to find a male or female. Now they got all these, like 2S for, like, double-spirited or some kind of... They need... Where are the parents? They're striving for attention. They're striving for attention. I don't get it. I mean, JoJo Swaya being inappropriately groomed, are you kidding me? White House found that at a White House, at the White House, okay, the White House, they found, you know what they found? Cocaine. Like they needed to identify it to find out what it was. Are you kidding me? The Bidens, and you have to, well, we chemically analyzed it to make sure it was cocaine. Well, really? I'd have been shocked if it wasn't cocaine. Hunter Biden's like, damn it, forgot my crap. It makes no... And people supported this guy. No, they just didn't want Trump. They didn't care about him. These people didn't know anything. They didn't know. There's no pro-Bidens. Where are all the... What do you call that? Oh, yeah, where's the Build Back Better stuff? I want my shirt. White powder found at White House. Identified as cocaine. Well, surprise. I'd be surprised if it wasn't cocaine, you know. I like when they show that video of, like, Joe Biden, like, when he's a senator, see this little bit of crack cocaine? Then it'll put you away forever, and da-da-da-da. And it shows Biden, Hunter Biden, like, the next photo, you know, smoking a crack rock. I'm like, eh. I mean, and even the mainstream media is calling this out, like, what the heck? See, I've kind of said this. You know, with all this evidence about the Bidens and Hunter and all this stuff, this illegal activity, I'm not saying that anything's going to happen to them, but if they do, it's going to be a... They get rid of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris comes up, but wouldn't the Speaker of the House become VP temporarily? He'd have to be, because if Kamala Harris became incompetated, then incompetent, he would take over, like if she went under surgery. But, you know, Kamala Harris would come up and say, hey, we got rid of Biden. He was corrupt. We got rid of him. When are you going to get rid of Trump? I've heard stories that if some of the corruption and stuff with the DOJ turns out to be true, that they can throw all that Biden stuff out the window. No, they won't throw that. No, it doesn't matter about Biden, but all the stuff with the DOJ and Trump. If it turns out to be ill, if all this, if he turns out to be corrupt and all this stuff, then they can go after and get the cases against Trump dismissed. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. I mean, I'm fascinated by this legal system, you know, especially when it's like a double standard, like, okay, well, because when I took restaurant law and you have like a screen door, like a screen window thing, and a baby falls out and dies, is it the family's fault for not watching the baby, or is it the hotel's fault because that screen should have held the baby in? It's going to be interesting to see what kind of comes out of all this stuff. You know, but with all this evidence of Hunter, well, Hunter Biden earned $83,000 a month as a board member of Burisma Holdings, a Ukraine energy company. Joe Biden assisted John Flynn looped in a Hunter Biden on a scheduling email. There's tons of proof with all these different emails and texts and phone calls coming out that Hunter Biden was doing what he was doing, and Joe Biden knew all well what he was doing. Joe Biden was like, hey, here you go, buddy. I know nothing about Hunter's deals. I'm the... Yeah, okay. That's not what this says. But I think... I don't think... If anything is to come of it, is to get Carl Harris up in here, who would just be another puppet for Barack Obama, and she would do his bidding. And they would say, hey, we got rid of Trump. No, we didn't. We got rid of our guy that was bad. When are you going to get rid of, you know, and they're going to, that's if that would even happen. Like they have, like, how many people support America are proud to be an American? I'm proud to be an American. I'm ashamed of this whole of a government that we have. I mean, an estimated 50,000 people descended on Pinckney, South Carolina on Saturday for former President Donald J. Trump rally. Yeah, like when they did that CNN town hall and they're trying to go in this one, my ratings are going through the roof. Like, the more they go after him, the more I support the man. Then you got the Republican candidates, Mike Pence. Get out. No one's going to vote for you. I mean, the White House held a barbecue for military families. I don't know how anybody, I don't know how Joe Biden can pretend to be pro-American. I don't know how Jill's got a big place in hell for what she's allowing them to do to her husband. Sickening. It's sickening. But don't worry, folks. And then there's a picture of Kamala Harris barbecuing. And what's funny about the photo, it's so staged, it's not even funny. Because when you grill, when you cook something, the grill is not immaculate as you're grilling. There's grease on the grates. There's stuff cooked on the... I mean, this looks like... This is, like, pre-made by somebody. The grill looks like it's brand new. Like, not even turned on. And stuff is... And they're sitting there, like, taking a photo with them, trying to take a burger or whatever off the grill. The grill, there's no grease or anything on it. On the grates or anything. It is so bloody staged. It's not even funny. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. But it's okay, folks. See, what's funny is, you know, with all this stuff with Hunter Biden... And all this stuff coming out, and will anything happen? Well, if it does, I don't see it. If it doesn't, hey, we got rid of Biden, and then we got Kamala Harris. If Kamala Harris has said, like, well, when I become president, she basically said, when I'm president, you're going to have, like, 2 weeks, you're going to have, like, a month to do gun legislation, or I will pass something. Well, it's not going to happen. They've already tried to do gun legislation in states, and they've been instantly sued. If Trump is in a more dominant position now than 16, I think he won in a landslide. I think if you went in that election in 16 was honest, he would have been like Reagan when he took on Walter Mondale. It'd have been like a... And I think they're concerned. That's why they're trying to get all these people to run against Trump to try to... Most people are 100%, they're on the Trump train. Most constitutionalists are on the Trump train. They already know if he says he's going to do X, Y, and Z, he's going to do X, Y, and Z. And he's going to do that with every person I mean, you had people in politics that are like, okay, we're going after Trump. That's right. I'm going to spend every waking second of every day. I'm going to make his life a living hell. Because that's what I'm going to do. Because when I get in office, I'm going to spend every waking second going after Trump. I will make up anything. I will say whatever I have to. I'll make up whatever I have to. He's going down. Oh. Oh. Why did it take you to say, oh, it did? Oh, what do I have here? When she said, like, when this, all this stuff, why did it take you 3 hours to respond to this? And then he goes, gee, let me pull out this pesky thing called facts. See, there's some things, like, when he's done some stuff, people disagree with what he did, and I'm like, I support it 1,000,000%. Sorry, folks. Who? I mean, the people that believe this Van Jones crap. I'm so tired of this race baiting. I'm so tired. We got to do something. You know, Charles Barkley is donating $5 million to his alma mater because they got rid of affirmative action. How about we go back to the best person for the job? How about we go back to cutting benefits? How about we do that? Oh, no, we're going to have incentives to make it, because my pastor even had that, yeah, you'll get more help and more benefits, more of this if you guys separate. He's like, no, we're going to trust in God. You know, I'm tired of this misnomer that, oh, you're a bigot, you're a hater if you don't like gay people. No, okay, show me where. And I told this to someone straight to the face. I'm like, so if your mom's an alcoholic, you're going to support the alcoholic? What would I mean? And she went off, and they went off. This lady went off. I'm like, well, you just said, well, you're telling me that that's what you're basically explaining to me. I can love a gay person. I don't have to condone their lifestyle. You can like your mom and think she's great, but you don't support the alcoholic. I like my mom. If your daughter is 70 pounds and she's a bulimic, are you going to support her and say, guess what, folks? Honey, I love you, but you don't need... You're not going to support your daughter wanting gastric bypass when she's 70 pounds and bulimic. You're going to love your wife. You're going to love your daughter or whoever, but you're not going to condone they're a 70-pound bulimic and they want to have gastric bypass. No. Well, I identify as fat. No, you're 70 pounds. You need help. You're going to love your mom, your sister, your brother, whoever, but you're not going to condone what they're doing. This notion that if you don't agree with the LGBT thing, that you're a hater. No, you can love gay people and condone what their lifestyle, don't support their lifestyle. You know, Jesus, he hung around with the decrepit, the sick, the sinners, and this and that. He loved the sinners. They changed. He didn't. Love you. Yeah, I did that the other day.
Oh, okay. The garden is up too.
Okay.
That was a station break, guys.
Yeah, it was the same. Yeah, I had to say hi to my wife. But anywho, it's one of those things. It's this world we live in. I mean, I can support Ben and Jerry's if they say, okay, we're going to give over our properties and our farm and our cows and stuff. We're going to give it to Native Americans and they're going to own it. We're going to give our land over. Then I can support them because, hey, they want reparations and Native Americans should have the land. Okay, well, hey, they're doing their part. They're putting their money where their mouth is. then I can at least support that. So there you go. That's just where we live in, folks. Yes, my account's restricted again. Oh, it's always restricted. Don't worry, folks. When you have an account like mine, it's always restricted. I'm always in some form of restriction. Well, the federal court said that Joe Biden can't be doing what he's doing. Because, like, the administration and stuff, when they were, like, helping censor, yeah, that can't go on anymore. Yep, that the Biden administration basically violated the First Amendment by censoring speech, free speech. Well, they tried to make it out like, well, it's a private platform, and yada, 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 don't give me that private platform bull crap. Don't give me, no. No, you're not a, well, then you are, then, because then it's not a private platform. You are a, if you're going to censor what is on Facebook, then you are a publisher. You're not a private platform. No. You know, don't worry, folks. The whole world's going to come, like anything good came out of affirmative action. All you can say is there were some black people that probably shouldn't have gotten the job, but they did because of affirmative action. Hey, folks, my name is Nancy Pelosi, and I'm here to tell you this, okay? I want you to know that because you got rid of affirmative action, people who are drunk can't get work anymore because, you know, there are companies that have to get hired drunk people. Legit. I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And affirmative action said certain companies didn't have enough alcoholics at your workplace and you needed to hire some like me. And now that just affirmative action is gone, you having to hire alcoholics like me, they can't get work now. And I know they can't get work because so we're just going to put them on some government program to where they can make more money sitting at home than working. So, and it's just going to, you know, we're going to tax the wealthy. Don't worry. We're going to tax the wealthy. They need to pay their fair share because I need a bigger raise. That's where we're headed, folks. Oh, no. Oh, no, you're actually going to have to be qualified to get the job. You're not going to be able to use the color of your skin to get a job now. You're actually going to have to do your due diligence and bust your butt. Maybe when I work somewhere, I'll have the most qualified person backing me up. What a concept. What a concept, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. I wonder when they're going to start pushing a malaria vaccine. Because they introduced those GMO mosquitoes. And all of a sudden, we got malaria in, I don't know, Florida and Texas? Just wait, folks. Folks, you need to just shut up and comply. Get the new malaria vaccine. It's going to protect you against malaria. We're gonna have to be locked down for 2 weeks to deaden the fear of you. I can't believe you are not gonna wear a mask or social distance or whatever to stop the spread of malaria. How dare you? The hydroxychloroquine, it don't work. How dare you? You anti-American piece of crap. You're gonna. How dare you? Mark my words. They've already. They're already talking about malaria right here. Malaria is being reported in Florida. Everything you know from signs to prospects of a vaccine. This is a news article. This is from the Herald Tribune. You can't make this up. Everything you know from science to the prospect of a vaccine. Not, it's in the headlines. There's talk about them working on a mRNA vaccine to help prevent malaria. Do you not see a similarity, folks? And they're gonna shove it down your throat. We need to mandate this vaccine. And what they want to do is they want to get it to where it's a. Well, that's what they tried to do with the COVID vaccines. They tried to make it to where it's a worldwide thing. Like, okay, so I'm confused. Some countries you need vaccines, some you don't. Some you need vaccines and boosters, some you don't. Some you have to have masks even if you're vaccinated. Some you don't need masks if you're vaccinated. Some you do even if you're. Well, let's simplify it and let's have a one World Health Organization. Oh yeah, the World Health Organization. And it'll control what you can and cannot do. And there is, okay, if you have a disease, how do you treat it? If you have chickenpox, well, can you travel with chickenpox? Well, what will the World Health Organization say? Because if they tell you you can't travel with chickenpox, don't matter what my governor says or my mayor says, I'm not going to leave my house under orders of the World Health Organization. That way we're all on the same page. Make it simple, folks. Why mess around with all this confusion with exchange rates? Let's just have one currency. We've already got one health organization that controls us, that tells us what we can or cannot do. Why not have one currency? So we don't have to worry about exchange rates or this or that. If you buy something for a dollar in America, it's a dollar in China, it's a dollar. Sounds great. Just like, hey, you won't have to worry about what the requirements are to get into every country. Whatever you have to do in Indiana, it's the same worldwide. No, it's not. Well, what if you're trying not to spend money in your country to lower the inflation? Because the more the currency is printed, the more worthless it is. Gee, don't worry, folks. Keep it going. Wait a minute, who decides? It's okay. They want you to look at the goods. Don't worry, folks. One world government. It's for everyone. It's funny. I mean, this is the world we live in. Biden wants to go after legal gun owners and add IRS agents when Hunter Biden broke gun and tax laws. Remember when they went after that Democrat, George W. Bush? Well, there are people in Texas prison right now for what he's all but done but won't admit. How can they be in prison and he's done this and he's able to run for president? How dare he? There's photos of Hunter Biden. There's videos of him. It's not fake. But people don't care. People don't care, you know. Whatever. But most people, that might be like a joke. Can you believe it? Man, at the White House, they found cocaine. It'd be funny, but if it was on Trump's watch, can you believe this? Man, he needs to be impeached. They would be going, they'd be screaming bloody murder if there's cocaine found in Trump's White House. Now, this world don't make sense. It don't. I try to understand this. Like, why would these companies like Budweiser, they're telling the CEO he should resign. Like, who's going to drink Budweiser ever again? I don't drink, but who's going to drink Budweiser ever again? I mean, who's ever going to shop at Target when they allowed women, unless they get a CEO that comes in and says, we're turning into a Christian organization. Sorry, folks. I'm having security guards at the bathrooms, and if a guy tries to go into the women's restroom after a little girl, let me tell you, they've been ordered to take matters into their own hands. We're not watching, we're not going to Target anymore. We're not boycotting, we're not shopping there, period. But we're gonna stop shopping there until they change. They're not changing. They're not gonna change, so we're never gonna shop there ever again. Like Kohl's, I'm done with Kohl's. But it's okay, folks. I don't understand. I don't understand this world, folks. So I'm going to see people put their money where their mouth is. Like, I'm going to see Ben and Jerry actually say, you know what, folks? That's what we're going to do. Yeah, we're giving up our land. We're giving it to, because then I can support them. I just can't believe, all these people losing their crap over the affirmative action. That's what's getting me. That's what I've been, you know, that and Rod Stern's response to Ben and Jerry's, like, okay, you give up your cows, you give up your headquarters and your facilities, go right ahead. I'm not against gun legislation at all, but if a person's for it and they're like, yeah, I don't want anyone, can you please leave? I don't want people protecting me with guns. And they're adamant, and that I don't want guns around me, I don't want guns protecting me, then you can at least, hey, I don't agree with him, but guess what? He's putting his money where his mouth is. Country music star Bailey Zimmerman praises God during a concert. Amen. That's what people want. I love all these movies. When it has too much God and too much this and that, and then it blows out of the water. It's like when they, if you watch the history of the Flywheel movie, it was the second grossing movie when they had it in their little theater at the Carmack Cinemas, when they gave them a theater. And I think they just had like a CD player projector, and that's what they showed it on. And he quoted Mark 9:23, saying anything is possible for him who believes. You get, you know, people want this. People, we just try to educate people. We don't hate gay people. We condone their lifestyle. You know, I've been watching the thing where I watch these guys on YouTube and they're saying that, like, the car repos are up, like banks going after cars. And my dad was talking to me, and my dad was like, I'm like down the, like 30 miles away from us, there's an auction house, like a car auction, and it looked like it was a lot of cars. My dad goes, they can't get anyone to buy them. Cars right now, it's a buyer's market. Granted, we bought a car. It is a buyer's market. You can go in there and say, nope, and negotiate. Dock fees, get rid of them. That edging stuff, no. If you already put it on there, I don't want it. Bye-bye. Wow. And that's what we're doing, folks. Wake up. And it's good to see people coming around. It's good to see Christians standing up and saying, hey, I'm going to praise the gospel. I'm going to do this. I don't care. It's just one of those things. I mean, heck, there's a California man who allegedly took $830,000 from his mother's Social Security payments and veterans benefits over 30 years after her death. Well, it's funny because that cocaine scenario, the Secret Service is investigating an unknown item discovered on the White House complex that led to an evacuation Sunday. As we know, it's cocaine, and they haven't looked at the security footage. Come on, it's Hunter Biden, I guarantee you. But what's funny about the whole scenario is, like, the media's covering it, actually. It's not like this one can't get covered up, I guess. I don't know. I always say this, folks. 32 people shot over the weekend in Brandon Johnson, Chicago. They used fireworks to conceal gunshots. That's my kitty. Yeah. Cam's in the studio. It's like my old cat that passed away, Rascal. He'd come in the studio, he'd be on the mic, go, meow. I'm like, I'm alive on the air. It's just, I don't understand this world we live in because, I mean, this stuff would be National Enquirer when I was a kid. Cocaine found at the White House. Now it's like front page news. We found the substance. We're trying to get to the bottom of where it came from and how it got there, even though we got massive security cameras everywhere. Move along, I'm nothing to see here.